With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The USDA released new numbers which indicate organic food sales are growing in terms of popularity with buyers. Those numbers say farmers and ranchers are responding by offering more in terms of products and acres used to grow organic produce. Laura Batcha with the Organic Trade Association says traditional farmers who might be thinking about going part-time or full-time organic have a process that they'll need to follow in order to make the switch.
Called transitioning to organic, and generally speaking, the rules require that the land be managed organically for 3 years without the application of what are considered prohibited farm inputs, as well as specific management practices, and after 3 years, the land can become certified organic.
And she says it takes some work to make the switch, but producers will see benefits from doing so.
One of the obvious benefits, higher crop values and higher profit margins. Some of the additional benefits are soil health on the farm, biodiversity on the farm, waterways, agro, eco, environmental benefits on the farm. Additional benefits are access to new markets. Organic marketplace tends to operate disproportionately on long-term contracts, so sort of stable prices, stable relationships between buyers and sellers.
Crops accounted for 56% of the sale of certified organic production. Livestock, poultry, and their products accounted for 44%. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.